So I just talked to my mom, and I told her how frustrated I was with this episode. My mom said the other day, well, who are those pixie girls? So this episode was supposed to be the glorious return of the pixie girl. It's a mess. It's a complete mess. Because I want it to be everything. I want it to be fun and serious and entertaining and something that people think about. I want it to be lighthearted and sarcastic. I want it to be sassy but classy. It was supposed to be jam-packed full of everything. But I think if you try to be or do everything, you end up with nothing. So make a decision very clearly. Stick to that, but stay open, make changes along the way, but always, always, always have your goal in mind and a direction to move towards. Now that's the essence of this episode. I wish you a lot of fun listening to it. I don't guarantee for anything at all. And now listen to me rambling for way too long. The weather outside is legit April weather. And I'm recording this song for the 100th time. But since we've no place to go, literally, because we're still in lockdown because of a worldwide pandemic. Let it snow, let it snow, let it go. Only need a proper sleep schedule, but other than that, I'm totally fine. Totally. Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Or should I say, welcome to a new episode of Sassy But Classy. The vibe of this beautiful new episode is literally, how am I going to say this? This episode is full of stuff that you don't want to hear, but I'm giving it to you anyway. Well, there's a particular reason why I sang Let It Snow. It literally snowed 3 days in a row this week. And I love it. I'm a fan of the cold, of winter, of snow. I love it so much. And so I thought I have to give a tribute to the weather. Well, let me start off with the vibe of the day. I have a current favorite filter for Insta stories, and it's called Vibe of the Day. And literally, it gives you a random vibe that is composed of two different words. And I think 2 days ago, I got iconic gardener. Then yesterday, I had weird fashion icon. And today, I got sassy fashion icon. So there's a theme there, you know? I mean, the fact that the vibe of the day for 3 days in a row was iconic for me, just you know, the only thing I can say is it's pretty accurate. I am iconic and I know it, and I think by now you should know too. No, seriously. I kind of like playing, you know, with that kind of overly confident side of me because it's fairly new. You know, let me phrase it like this. I didn't start off with no self-confidence. I didn't start off at zero. I started off at like negative 1 million because I was full of self-doubt all the time. And I criticized myself all the time. I hated everything about me. I always looked at the negative. And here I am today. I'm quite the opposite of that. I love playing with that almost arrogant attitude because it's fun. And I think everyone who knows me a little bit, and maybe even if you've listened to this podcast, I hope that you understand that I'm not really like that. I think I am confident, and I also know my limits better than anyone. I know all the things that I don't know, and I know exactly when I take things too far. But to me, it doesn't matter what type of person the person is that I'm interacting with, whether that person is more successful than me, or a lot younger than me, or maybe borderline famous for whatever reason. I just don't care because I treat everyone with the same level of respect. And sometimes that also entails teasing people to a level that is uncomfortable for them. It's never uncomfortable for me though. I kind of have fun doing that, so I kind of play with it. I'm kind of a little afraid that this episode is so random and so full of stuff that there is really no clear line here. And maybe that's the point, you know? I sometimes feel like I'm a Jane of all trades. I don't know if you know the term Jack of all trades, or for women, it's Jane of all trades, but it basically means that a person wears many hats. That's a person with different skills, different interests, who isn't really focused on one particular thing, but more on very different things, who is also quite good at different things. But I sometimes feel like I wear too many hats. But I would say I know what I want in my life, but I also know that one of the things I do want is to not settle on one particular thing I want to do. And that makes it a little hard to position yourself, because for me, it's part of who I am. Liking different things, being quite good at different things, is kind of part of me. And I've never seen it as a bad thing, but it kind of opposes what people recommend when you want to be successful, when you want to be really, really good at something, that you kind of have to decide. I don't know. You know, I've been through burnout. I call it burnout. It's not really that, but you know, I think it's the most relatable term to use to describe what happened to me. So I basically studied a lot. I worked a lot. I did my internship. I was always busy, and I graduated, of course, and my bosses were happy with me. But what I got in the end was the biggest mess ever. And it was not worth it, looking back. And still, I've learned so much about myself, and I think that's the point. You know, in all this time, I've come a lot closer to me and who I want to be and how I want to treat people. And I still don't regret anything I've done. I don't regret any choice I've made. It was absolutely right, but it's just crazy. We're gonna be like really TMI here. I think this is a little bit of PMS, you know? Like, if you're a guy and listening, just imagine you're watching football or soccer, whatever, and your favorite team loses. Do you know how you feel? As a woman, you get that out of nowhere sometimes. And it's like the weirdest thing ever. And then, you know, when your team loses, you almost cry. That's my state right now. One of the big mistakes I made was I listened on repeat, as I do. I always listen to songs on repeat. It's ridiculous. But I listened to a new song on repeat, and it's kind of depressing. It's very beautiful, but depressing. Basically, the lyrics are just, oh, so good. But you get the vibe. I hope you get it. Oh, yeah. But I just don't want to leave it at that. You know that I always look at the different sides of a story, so maybe here's a more positive side. You know, in German, we have this term. It's called Eierlegende Vollmilchsau. Well, I'm going to try to translate it. So it's basically an egg-laying, full-fat, milk-giving pig. And that just signifies that you want it all, and that sometimes you want too much. And then again, I'm like, but I want it all. I don't know if you can relate, but I do want it all. I know exactly what I want, and it's a lot more than most people settle with. If you're a woman like me, you may see yourself as a really driven person who wants to have a career, earn a lot of money, have a house, blah, 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 blah. You want to reach all these things, and you want to be on top of your game when it comes to your career. And you think you have to decide whether you want to do that or become a mother. I'm never going to be happy with my three children, my husband going to work, living quietly in a suburb, and seeing my neighbors every now and then, like Skyping with my friends who all look the same, basically. It's not gonna happen. Okay, I'm being really mean here, but I think as a woman, you tend to think that you can only be either super independent and career driven and ambitious and, you know, a woman who does everything on her own, or a total trophy wife to a man who is a lot more successful than you. But I think, as always, there's a middle way. You can be super successful career-wise, super successful in your private life. You can be lighthearted and have fun doing the things that you do while also working hard. And you can be super chill and raw in who you really are, but you can also be iconic and eccentric and different. An iconic rebel, a sassy woman with class, who speaks her mind very clearly, but is also incredibly fun. And, you know, I just want to leave a mark in this world. And I ultimately think that being a trophy wife isn't even a bad thing. I just think that the term is attached to the wrong kind of woman. You know, I hope that I can be a trophy wife to somebody in the sense that my future husband thinks of me as the best thing that has ever happened to him. I'm getting a little bit more loose here, so I think I'm gonna tell you about something that I came across today. We also talked about the algorithm. Of course, I always believe Instagram and the algorithm more than anything and anyone. And the algorithm on Instagram gave me, well, love or dating advice. Amazing. And it was a video by a guy in his like early mid 40s. I don't know. Apparently he's a dating coach. And in this video, he talked about how women sometimes get into a situation that he called man mush brain. How am I going to explain this? Well, he basically talked about the fact that many women get so tense and so weird around guys they like, and he called that man mush brain. So basically, he said, your brain turns into mush when you're around a guy that you like. And then, as his amazing life-changing tips, he recommended the three P's: prize, playfulness, and paying attention. That video obviously revolutionized the way that I view dating, the way that I view men, and the way that I will behave around guys in the future. So prize stands for the attitude a woman should have, according to this man. I don't even know his name. I don't even care, to be honest. But he said, you know, a woman should have this attitude that she is the prize that he has to earn when he interacts with her. I can tell you one thing. I know my worth, but I'm not gonna act like I'm hard to get or anything. I'm just being me around guys. Like, I'm being me around everyone. And yes, if I like someone, there might be like awkward situations, but I always own up to them. And if you haven't ever spoken to me, you don't know how awkward an interaction with me can get until I send you memes I make for you. No, but seriously, the second thing that he mentioned is playfulness. So how important it is to be super playful around men, because they don't want to see your serious side. They don't want to see that you really want to cut to the chase. No, they want to see that you're playful. I mean, I agree with him, you know, life isn't always pitch black. It's also pink pastel with glitter. But I think that the better advice is to be a multifaceted person, to have the different sides inside of you and the different aspects of your personality shine all the time. And no one is always serious. And most people have a great sense of humor. And I think if you let that out in every situation, it can only benefit you. And then the third thing he said is game changer right here. He said, well, it's important to pay attention to what the other person says. I mean, can we get a round of applause? That's, I don't even know what to say. I'm shaken. Like, my brain is close to exploding because I have never in my life heard such a great piece of advice to, like, pay attention to what somebody else is saying. The only thing I can say is I'm a great listener. I love listening to people. It's so interesting. If you pay close attention to what somebody says and how they say it, how they phrase it, what kind of words they use, you can learn so much about a person. And I'm always so super interested in getting to know other people and, you know, the way they operate. But man, I mean, I think my dating life is about to go from level 10 to 1 billion because of this guy's advice. No, it's like sometimes I just wonder why we are making things so complicated. I'm gonna give you the best dating advice from somebody whose love life has lain dormant for 1.5 years now, for mainly health reasons and COVID. Just send a meme. That's it. Sometimes it may be worth it, you know, photoshopping yourself into a cat, for example. Shows creativity, thinking outside of the box. Go ahead and try it. And now, of course, I'm going to end this episode on a high note. My mom told me a joke. I'm going to try my best and translate it. So two guys are out about walking their pets, and one guy says to the other, oh, where's your snail? Because the other one always has a snail on a leash. And he says, oh, it ran away. I usually have a high tolerance for bad jokes, but it was too bad for me. I don't even know what to say. So thank you for listening. I hope you somewhat enjoyed this, and I'm just gonna stop.